Today's date is May 14, 2025, and my name is John Erling. Let me just say at the outset here that we have never done this before, interviewed a couple, each with very distinctive and different careers. I could easily interview separately, but thought it would be fun, and yes, even entertaining, to have both of you, Nancy and Ted, here at the table together. So, since ladies go first, Nancy, would you state your full name, your date of birth, and your present age?
I'm Nancy Jean Catchell. I was born May 4th, 1940.
And your present age?
85.
85, and just celebrating a birthday.
Yes.
Right. So, Nancy, I know you're a little sensitive, maybe, about the sound of your voice. What led to this condition in the first place?
I have no idea.
I mean, and so that eventually you couldn't even use your vocal cords.
Yeah, well, and I did therapy, you know, practice. I just quit talking. Nobody could hear me. So I was grateful that I've had two procedures now. The next step in about a month, is a permanent one, and it's probably more like Botox, but it's not Botox. It's a fluffy kind of thing that pushes them together. Mm-hmm. The final one is permanent. The doctor said, we don't do this for everybody because they are not going to live that long. And I'm going, who's making that decision? So, but I'm grateful for it because I can at least talk.
So the man over here is your husband, Ted. Ted, give us your full name, your date of birth, and your present age.
Okay. My full name is Arthur Theodore Catchell. I was born on July the 7th, 1937. Presently, 87, just about 6 weeks away from 88.
Okay. And you feeling healthy enough to reach 88?
One should never presume on this, but yes, I am feeling rather vigorous. I never thought I would see the 80s. It's just amazing to me.
Okay, so Nancy, let's start with you. Where were you born?
I was born in Davenport, Iowa.
Give us your mother's name, maiden name, where she was born and raised.
Alberta Sneckloth. Actually, it's Alberta Cecilia Sneckloth, and she was born in Iowa in a little town named McCausland of 200 people.
And then your father's name?
My father's Dan Leslie Stevens, and he was born in Geneseo, Illinois, just across the river from Iowa.
All right, now let's talk about them. And they lived on a farm, and kind of go through that story.
From my parents on, okay, my parents got married. They were very poor. My dad had one cow and $10, and they were really like migrant workers that pick strawberries or whatever was in season at that point. The neighbors thought they weren't going to live, that they had so little to eat. I was born 11 months later and had to sell eggs to buy baby food for me. And it was just a really rough time for about 2 years until a bank said, look, Les, that was who everybody knew him as. The bank said, we'll loan you some money to rent a piece of property and we'll give you enough for 10 cows. And so they did that for 4 years. They lived on that piece of property. The bank said, done a great job, haven't missed a payment. We'll help you buy a farm. And that was a 600-acre farm that had actually been lost by his father, bankrupt. His father was a very wealthy man periodically. He loved horses, he loved horse races, and he also built the first drag line and didn't copyright it or whatever you do. So
drag line, what's that?
It's like a crane, but you drag it along, dredging. They dredged the Geneseo Canal, and his father would call Grandma on the other side of the river, the Mississippi, and say, I need for less, my dad, to bring 20 horses across the Mississippi at night. I'll meet him on the other side at 2 o'clock in the morning. My dad had he was 14. He had trained all those horses off the range from Colorado or wherever. Amazing. We wouldn't even let our kids put their foot in the Mississippi at that age. But he was remarkable, and he was an amazing horseback rider. And he, when he was in 20, I think, he traveled with my uncle all around the western part of the United States. And when they needed a little money, Dad would go to a professional rodeo, a bronc rider. The people that he finally got to know, because he'd see them at various places, he would, when he showed up, they said, okay, that's it. We're not winning anything today. Mm-hmm. He was so successful. Anyway, that's just my genes, too.
Well, you should be proud of that. And how strong they were. The three of us sitting around here could never have done what they did.
Right.
I mean, those were pioneer people, weren't they?
Yeah. They finally moved to the farm that the bank helped facilitate. That Dad had an old truck that they herded cattle for 15 miles to get to the new farm. He had a shepherd dog. And mother drove the truck. My little brother, who was probably a year or two, maybe, old, was tucked in behind my mother. And I was on the other side, being 4 years old. And Dad stood on the running board on the right side of the truck. And he would command the dog from the truck. And he didn't have to get out of the truck all the way. The neighbors were lined up on the roads watching this scene. And, I mean, it was an amazing thing for them.
So that dog was herding these cattle, and your father could send that. I love dogs. I love those kind of stories.
Right.
That is beautiful.
Yeah, he didn't have to do anything except maybe snap his fingers or haul out a command.
Yeah. And isn't there? Didn't he sell their herd in a nationwide sale?
Right. My dad was really known nationwide for his herd, and he was the president of the Hereford
Association, let's call it.
Yeah, and in that position, everybody in the country knew the Hereford herd, and so he put it up for sale. He sold the herd and then revealed that he had hidden 30 head of cattle. Nobody knew until the sale was over.
And I'm going to prompt you here because you also wrote, kind of summarizing this, how they made things out of nothing, believed we did not own the earth, and that we should leave it better than we found it.
That was his message to my five brothers, knowing that they would probably each be farmers or do something with the land. And he was very clear that you took care of the earth, and when you left, it should be better than when you went there.
Yeah. So there were six siblings.
Yes.
And you're the only girl.
I'm the oldest girl.
Wow.
I was my dad's favorite daughter.
Well, I'm sure you did stories about that as well. That's a remarkable story you've just related here, that's for sure. Ted, do you think you can match that?
Well, I can hang in there a little bit.